This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Supreme Court is racing toward the end of its term, releasing decisions in many big cases. Today, we have three major rulings. We'll start with the one that said Arizona school officials were wrong to strip search a 13-year-old girl. Joining us now live is NPR's Nina Totenberg. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we have to, I guess, go through these pretty complicated and big cases pretty quickly. But let's talk again. Remind us of how this case, the one about the school officials and the strip search, came about.
Savannah Redding was 13 years old when she was called to the principal's office. She'd never been in trouble, but another student had said she'd gotten a prescription strength ibuprofen from Redding, and that was a violation of school rules. Redding agreed to have her backpack and her pocket searched. They didn't find anything. Then they sent her into another room with the school nurse and a secretary, where she was told to take off all her clothes and to hold her bra and her panties away from her body. And eventually, she and her mother sued the school district for violating her constitutional rights to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. And today, the Supreme Court, by an 8-1 vote, said basically that the school district had gone too far. There is a decision from 1985 in which the Supreme Court said that school officials can conduct reasonable searches without a warrant. And the court said that the search of the backpack and the pockets was fine and reasonable. But the court said that a strip search, and this it could reasonably be called a strip search, the court said, just goes too far. It's way too intrusive. But because the rules are so complicated, until now, it wasn't clear whether you could do this or not. The court said you couldn't sue the individuals, and it sent the case back to the lower courts to see if you could sue the school district.
And a second big decision today involving the way crimes are prosecuted in court. Tell us about that one.
Well, this is really a bomb for the criminal justice system, written by Justice Antonin Scalia, one of the court's most conservative members, and involves the right to confront the evidence against you. And, you know, most states, when they send physical evidence to court, and this case is typical, it involved cocaine, there was a certificate signed by analysts in the lab saying this is a certain amount of cocaine. And the court held by, I think, 5-4 vote that you can't just send certificates like that in there, that the defendant has to have the ability to confront the witness against him to see whether the process has been manipulated or inaccurate.
And the witness in this case being the lab.
The lab, that's right. Now, 10 states already do this, as Justice Scalia pointed out. And he said, as to the argument that the criminal justice system will grind to a halt, which is what some of the arguments have been, he said, well, we can't help it. That's what the Constitution says. It's not within our power to abandon the dictates of the Confrontation Clause because it makes prosecution more difficult. And he said, in any case, a lot of states already do this, and he cited 10 of them.
Nina, just have a few more seconds to get to a complicated third case. Court overturned a lower ruling that Arizona had failed to provide enough English language instruction for students. What's that?
Well, it's a very complicated case, and there are about 100 pages of opinions in this case, but it looks like a majority of the court, a bare majority, 5 conservative justices, are going to make it much more difficult to enforce federal mandates, at least in the area of English language teaching. And it may be, and I haven't read all the hundred pages, it may be that it will make other federal mandates as well more difficult to enforce with private lawsuits when you go to court.
Nina, thanks very much. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg on today's rulings by the Supreme Court.